Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to another episode of Live Better, the show that goes beyond surface-level conversations and dives deep into what it really takes to actually grow, transform, and build a better life, not just physically, not just mentally, but fully, body, mind, and purpose. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and I'm here to bring you stories, tools, and conversations that help you break cycles, build momentum, and live with more clarity and intention. Now, I say this all the time, but I'll say it again. We are not here for fluff. This show isn't about pretending that success is easy. It's about hearing from people who have earned their progress, people who have faced the doubt, put in the reps, and created something from nothing. Today's guests are a perfect reflection of that. Both of them have taken the long route, no shortcuts, no big corporations backing them, no viral fame overnight, just relentless commitment to doing the work, trusting their vision, and staying consistent when most people would have quit. So in our first segment, I'm sitting down with Nick Douglas, also known by his brand, Douglas Dude. And let me tell you, what this guy is building in the world of college sports media is different. He didn't wait for ESPN or Barstool to come pick him up. He just started showing up. Locker rooms, the sidelines, classrooms, campuses, mic in hand, capturing the culture and the energy and the emotion that most networks miss. And more than that, he's building a platform, Douglas Productions and Hoops Initiative, that gives young athletes a space to be seen, heard, and elevated. He's working directly with some of the best college athletes in the country, and his content has this raw and real electric feel to it that you really can't fake. So we're going to talk about how he got his foot in the door, how he balances being the content guy and a businessman, and what it really is like working in this new wave of creator-led sports media and where he sees the whole thing going. Then, shifting gears into segment three, we've got a returning guest who's always brings the fire, Obteen. This is someone who's not just a fitness coach, but a leader for people, especially young men who are struggling with confidence and discipline and direction. Obteen's message is real, it's raw, and it needs to be heard more now than ever. He's been calling out the lies in the fitness space and underdose supplements, fake influencers, shortcut culture, and he's been offering something better, the truth. So whether you're someone trying to start a brand, reclaim your health, and get your mindset correct, or just hear real stories from people who've gone first, this episode is packed with value. We've got Nick Douglas in segment one and two, Obteen in segment three, and both of them are examples of what happens when you stop waiting and start building. So take a deep breath, settle in, and let's kick things off the right way.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversation on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I want to kick things off. My first guest today is someone who's been showing up in a space that most people only dream about. He's out there on the sidelines, in the locker rooms, capturing real moments, raw emotions, and energy that makes college football what it is. He's not waiting for permission. He's not asking for a job. He's creating his own lane with his own mic and what it really looks like to bet on yourself. So today, we're diving into how it all started, the grind behind the scenes, and where this thing is going. So welcome to the show, Nick Douglas.
Blake, what's going on, my man? I appreciate you having me on. Super fired up to be here, and yeah, we got a lot of ground to cover. You touched on a lot of it there. I'm excited for this, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on. I know you're more of a sports guy, so this might be a little different. I mean, we could touch up on a little bit of sports as well if you want to. But, you know, for the people who haven't seen your content yet, who is Douglas Dude, and how did this whole journey start?
You know, it's a great question, Blake, and unfortunately the answer is it's a very long answer. I'll give you the Cliff's Notes. You know, Nick Douglas is someone that is, first off, grounded in the faith. I think nothing happens in this world without a relationship with a creator and a relationship with God. And so I am very pleased to have, I feel, a strong rapport with the Lord. And the Lord guides me in everything I do. And I've been able to be dealt a very fortunate hand in a lot of different realms. I've had a lot of very good people take great chances on me. I had a strong family upbringing, but more importantly, I had people in my life that were not related to me, but that took me in like family and gave me an opportunity of a lifetime. And I just knew that, you know, loyalty is everything in this world, as you know, Blake. And if I could deliver for the people that took chances on me, then one chance could turn to three chances, and three chances could turn to five chances. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's some serious overlap between what I'm doing and the people that they deal with. And all of a sudden you got four or five different horses in the race all pulling you along. All of a sudden, you know, there's this serious value exchange that's taking place and your life looks a lot different. So I'm just very fortunate to be able to share all this wisdom and to open up and feel very pleased with my past, because I've made sure that I have not skirted any moral or ethical bounds. I don't have any bad relationships or, you know, obviously I have my mistakes, but I don't have any issues that, you know, I haven't been able to overcome or I haven't been able to patch up. And I've been pleased with that, because a lot of that comes with growing. So that's sort of all of it in a nutshell right there.
So before I dive into my other questions, I guess what I forgot. Well, let's say this. okay, yeah. So why did you dive into sports? Why are you making that your career? A lot of people sit on the couch, they watch it, they get invested, they make their fantasy team, they do all that, but you're diving into it. You're interviewing the best college athletes, and I guess you're really in that scene. Why dive into that? Why not a different field?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Blake, and I think it comes down to building a system that rewards your passions. I think too often people will see their passions, you know, whether it's cars or, for me, definitely sports. Some people it's, you know, Pokemon, whatever the case may be. And I never liked the idea of having something I was so passionate about be my exhaust or be on the sideline, so to speak. And I knew that I'd be passionate about sports my entire life, and I thought, why don't I build a system that rewards this serious interest of mine? Because if I spend all Saturday watching on the couch and I love it, who's to say I wouldn't enjoy 7 days of that, or 5 days of that, or 3 days of that, or whatever the case may be? And, you know, this sports had always dominated my conversation, you know, at the lunch table or whatever. And I thought, what if this was sort of paying it forward and paving the route for new knowledge and a new understanding of things that could eventually evolve into something that is obviously income appreciating, that helps, but it's just an overall value add. And so I knew I was passionate about it. I knew that wasn't changing. And once I could understand that, I thought, all right, let's go find a way to, you know, expand this elsewhere and show that there's value behind it. So that's what we did.
Yeah, I like that. I think a lot of people miss that, is they don't, you know, chase their passion. They do what other people want them to do. So that's really cool to hear. My other question that I was thinking of that I couldn't think of because I had such a great question right there, was what are you working on right now? I know you were doing a lot. I believe if I remember correctly, you said you were working on a book like a year ago. If I remember that correctly, how's that going? And you know, I know you own another business with Yarrow, I believe.
Yes. So it's a complex set of activities going on. The book is scheduled to be released on August 21st. That'll be called Where Did Our Game Go? And it dives into college football's billion-dollar transformation, what exactly has taken place in the NIL landscape, but also with conference realignment, specifically the Pac-12 falling apart, the Big 12 and the Big 10 getting bolstered up, and the SEC remaining atop the college football kingdom and really the college athletics kingdom at this point. So that that book will break that all down. Super excited to release that. But on top of that, yes, I do run a tech startup called SideQuest. It's available in the App Store, and our mission is to connect social media. Through social media, we can connect travelers. Social media nowadays, while great, while an awesome tool, has just evolved to a marketing platform, and we believe that there is value behind sharing experiences, and so that's what we're working on there. And on top of that, you know, just a litany of other things in the private sector that I stay involved in. I keep my eye on several different ventures, and I've angel invested in a few, but those definitely consume the preponderance of my time. And then on top of that, I covered for SBUSA and SOA last year at the college football playoff. And before that, I covered for the Washington Huskies in their national title season as well. So
how did you start getting your foot in these doors, you know, of starting to interview these players and, you know, kind of get your content rolling?
Yeah, so I think it all starts, I mean, it all starts when someone takes a chance on you, but before that, they have to have a reason to do that, right? And so you need to show that even without someone taking a chance on you, you're still churning and you're still moving the needle forward. And so I guess where it started with me was, you know, I just found some way to produce something, and I found some way to put my voice out there. So I would start posting, you know, on Instagram and on TikTok and all kinds of other things. When I was just, you know, I was 15 or 16, whether it was talking about sports, whether it was talking about life, whether it was talking about relationships, you know, I just posted. And I just showed that I was going to continue to do that. And whether it was no audience for it, whether it was a big audience for it, I didn't care. I was just going to show up. And, you know, when you take that coupled with a strong degree of passion and strong interest and understanding around a topic, you know, all of a sudden you have these different verticals, right? And the people that can fill in the last few verticals, like getting you in the room, they know that once you're in the room, they can trust you to be a high performer. And if you're a good communicator and you're good with people and you have no problems there, then someone eventually, because I'm a believer that there's good people in the world, and I'm a believer in God, and I'm a believer that the right people come into your life at the right time, someone eventually will look you in the eye and say, you know what? It is a risk to take a chance on you. However, I am willing to take on that risk. And after that, you just have to continue to over-deliver for them, understand where their expectation is. And ultimately, that all comes down to communication. You have to communicate to the world what you're looking for. You have to communicate to your people what you're willing to do and what's reasonable. And then ultimately, you never have to worry about falling short because you understand the expectations. And at a certain point, you've just got to perform and do the work. I find performing and doing the work to be the easy part. The most difficult part is understanding what the work is and what the expectation is. So, yeah, that's the battle we have to fight.
So we got about 60 here. Was there any barrier, or was it kind of just go, go, go when it came to posting and putting yourself out there? I know a lot of people who want to become that influencer or do that stuff, that's a barrier over there, is just kind of posting and, you know, putting themselves out there.
Yeah, you know, I think there is a barrier initially when you get on these apps. You're so focused on consuming. You don't think of yourself as, you know, being on offense or anything. You're just sort of on defense. You're on the receiving end of it. So there's a bit of a mindset shift, but ultimately, I've never had an issue understanding that, and you'll hear all the top gurus tell you this, you have nothing to lose. And so once you can understand and articulate that that concept, however you need to hear it, it sounds cliche to say that you have nothing to lose. But for me, I never really had much of a barrier there. I was just like, all right, you can either be looking at everyone's posts, or you could be looking at them and sharing your own. Thought I lived an interesting enough life to where there might be some value that could be added in sharing. And so I started sharing, and then I found out I liked doing that more than I liked looking at everybody else's. So
I agree. I saw something on TikTok the other day. Every time you open the app, you got a post. I haven't followed that yet, but that's something I might have to start doing. But coming up in segment two, we're going deeper. We're talking about the business side, the brand you're building, and the bigger purpose behind the platform. Stick around. We're just getting started with Nick Douglas right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Thank you for staying buckled in with Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. And if you caught that first segment, you already know Nick Douglas isn't just another guy with a mic. He's someone who saw a lane and sprinted into it with purpose. So let's get right back into it with Nick Douglas. Now, Nick, I want to talk about Hoops Initiative. What is that, and what inspired you to start building that out?
Yeah, so Hoops Initiative is a nonprofit I started. Back when I was a kid, it was focused on getting athletes face-to-face with inner-city children. And, you know, our whole mission was that this is the best way to reach underprivileged communities. And so through the athletes who have a desire to do this and, you know, the underprivileged communities, marginalized areas that want this kind of exposure, we could be the bridge for that. And so we called it HOOPS, stands for Helping Others Overcome Problems. And we've been able to work in and around the NBA. We've worked in the NCAA level as well. And so it's been awesome. And, you know, you talk about getting a foot in the door. That was another big vehicle that got me in the door. But once again, I had to build that in order for that to get some traction. You can talk about ideas, but, you know, when you throw an idea in front of someone, they'll say, oh, that's cool. And you say, hey, this is what we've done. This is what we're working on. Then you've got momentum, and then eventually, you know, you can either pop the question and ask for a favor, but oftentimes people will just offer to help, which has been nice. So we've been very fortunate to have a lot of support there.
Yeah, and that's really cool that you could start something like that at, what, 19, right?
Yeah, I started the Hoops Initiative when I was 16, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you I don't know anyone who started a nonprofit at 16. So I guess what's the next step for that brand then? What do you want? What's the end goal with that?
Yeah, so I'd like to see this continue to expand. I'd like to be able to put more of a personal focus on philanthropy. My time has been consumed a lot with, you know, wrapping up my degree and then also just managing different endeavors and the like. It's been a lot, but you know, I'd like to get more of a concerted emphasis back on philanthropy so that we continue to move forward and do the work that needs to be done for the betterment of American society.
So keeping the route with business, how do you balance staying authentic on social media? I mean, seeing your content and knowing you in person, you're basically the same on camera from what I've noticed. A lot of people struggle with that. A lot of people kind of lose themselves or they try to act some way that other people want them to. I guess what's your route of going about that?
Yeah, it sounds cliche to say be yourself, so I'm not going to say that. it's important to know yourself to a deep extent. So someone that has this dichotomy of this is how I am in person, this is how I am online, I just think that speaks to a very surface level understanding of oneself. But whether it's adversity, whether it's introspection, whether it's, you know, relationships, whether it's heartbreak, it's different for everyone. I had a concoction of different experiences that revealed me to me or revealed the version of me to me that I didn't like. And so then I had to go through and fix that. But once you have a deep understanding of yourself, you realize that there is no value. In fact, there's negative value in not being true and authentic. So I don't post things that get, you know, I post the same message 30 different ways. Sometimes it's received well by certain people. Sometimes it's not, but it doesn't matter because everything I post, I stand behind and I'm comfortable standing behind. And if, you know, there's some discussion that follows it, great. I love that. I love when people speak their mind and I want people to feel comfortable doing that. And so it just comes down to learning yourself more. And the more you can learn yourself, the more you can put yourself through hell, the more you'll understand that there's only value in showing who you really are to the rest of the world, both online and in person.
I love that. And it's a lot easier to be yourself than somebody else. At what moment did you realize that, I guess, it was more than just content? You kind of had a real brand forming around you. I've seen a lot of growth on your Instagram, so congratulations. And, you made a video for Sports Overnight America that got like 500,000 views, I believe. So, I mean, you're really growing stuff around here.
No, thank you, man. I think where things really kind of took a leap were about 5 years ago during COVID, when I understood that the world was going to open up again and I needed a strategy, I needed a plan to execute and push forward what I wanted to see, not only in the world, but also my life as, you know, as part of that. So my life could be a vehicle for what I wanted to see in the world. Therefore, I was going to act on that. And again, the hardest part is understanding that, understanding what it is you want. And so I challenge everybody listening to go through and dive into themselves and dive into learning themselves. And that doesn't look like reading a bunch of self-improvement books or anything like that. It can consist of some of that, but it's essential that you learn who the individual is behind the face, behind the clothes, inside that mind. What are you driven by? What excites you? What are you really here for? Who are you serving? What are your motivating factors? You know, those kinds of things really make a difference, and that will empower you to share as much as I share more, which is, you know, about 6-7 times a day on all these apps.
6-7. So what, I guess it sounds like that you kind of always had this, growth mindset. Were your parents like entrepreneurs, or did you kind of just grow this yourself in terms of like your mindset towards this stuff?
Yeah. So my parents are not entrepreneurs. They actually both still work. My dad works at a news station and my mom works at FedEx. I think a lot of it came, you know, I grew up in an environment that was conducive to my own growth and that was supportive to an extent, but also, you know, I saw some of the struggles my parents went through, but also I saw during COVID that, you know, the job market was going to continue to be a problem, which it has been. And I knew that I didn't want any of those issues. I wanted to be wrestling. I knew I was going to wrestle with issues, but it was just a matter of which issues I wanted to be wrestling with. And the entrepreneurial route had my name all over it. And what I did was actually a little bit of reverse psychology. I went and got a job. The only job I've ever had was at fast food because I needed to see what life on the other side looked like as a means to sort of light the fire under my ass. And that's exactly what it did. I worked for 3 months there. I worked tirelessly almost every day. And, that was all I needed to see. And since then, I have never been employed by another job again.
So have you ever had a feeling of like, you kind of want to quit, or is that not even a thought? Like, what keeps you showing up when things get tough or slow?
Yeah, so I think it comes down to removing the illusion of choice. If you believe that there is a choice to show up every day, then eventually, maybe it's 2 years, but there's going to come a day where you will not want to show up and you'll say, well, I have the choice and I'm not going to do it. I got rid of the idea that there was a choice. So, you know, I had a little stretch earlier this year where there was a lot of instability, not emotionally. Emotionally, I'm fine, but from a work standpoint. And, you know, I was questioning a lot. I was questioning the people I was working with, the people I was friends with, the people I was around. And it could have been very easy to say, you know, let me clean my slate off, let me cut everything off, and let me start over. But that would be getting rid of the progress that I've had over the last several years. And it came down to trusting my people. And I would put myself in the situation of others, and I'd say, you know, if we're swapping out the individual that's in these circumstances, would I want people to trust me? Would I want people to go through with what they say and continue showing up? The answer is always yes. And so, in a way, it's not really an option, but in order for it to not be an option, you have to implore what's on the other side and realize the pain you have due to regret. And you're like, yeah, I can't, you know, you get a microdose of that, you say, I don't want to live with that, and then ultimately you move forward.
I really like that perspective a lot of taking away the option. I got that gym bro mindset, but, you know, 3 years ago, showing up to the gym was kind of like, I guess I could show up to that. But now, no matter how tired I am, no matter how I feel, I'm showing up to the gym unless it's a rest day. So I'm definitely developing the mindset where you take away the option. It definitely will get you a lot further. So I like that a lot. So I guess a fun question here. Do athletes open up to you differently than they would with mainstream media? Have you noticed that? And if you do, why do you think that is?
Definitely. I think it just comes down to the simple psychology behind the fact that they can say something offhand to me and they know that it doesn't go anywhere. And if they say something offhand to the media, they know that it can be used against them. So the guard is definitely up. And ultimately, when you're dealing with any high-profile people, whether it's athletes or whatever, you want to not only view and treat them as normal people, but you shouldn't have to try. That should be how you view everybody. And so every time I deal with an athlete, there's not like a kick of energy or like a shift in my tonality. The way I talk to Blake Byrne is the same way I talk to pretty much everybody. And I know you've seen that, Blake, but that transcends to any human being I've ever dealt with. At least over the last several years while I've been this version of me, everyone gets treated the same. Anyone that is with me at an event, whether it's black tie, whether it's the locker room or whatever, it's the same set of activities, same version of me. And, you know, I've just been fortunate enough to find what works. So glory to God on that front. And you know, you just have to stay positive and have to be consistent and move with the right intentions.
I love that. I think that's a great way to close it off too. I think a lot of people can take that home. You know, being your authentic self all the time where, you know, people love to be around you. Nick Douglas, thank you so much for coming on. Hey, shout out your Instagram really quick and whatever else you want to.
Absolutely. Douglas_dude. You guys can give me a follow, open and receptive to whatever messages you guys want to send me. And you guys can't forget to keep the Lord first. He's the only thing we've got in this world after everything is gone. So
I love it. Thank you so much, Nick. We'll be right back with more on Live Better through the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. And shifting gears now, I'm excited for this one specifically. My next guest is someone who's been on the show before and brought a ton of real value, no fluff, no filters, just raw, honest perspective on what it takes to build confidence, stay disciplined, and cut through the noise in a world full of distractions and shortcuts. Obtien, also known as O4Obtien on Instagram, is a coach and content creator who's helping people, especially young men, step into a higher version of themselves, whether it's calling out fake supplement companies, challenging soft mindsets, or pushing his clients to become stronger mentally and physically. He's helping people break cycles, get honest about their habits, and rebuild from the ground up. And he's doing it in a way that actually lands. So, Obtien, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you making it on today.
What's going on, Blake? Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hey, so what's new with you? What are you working on? And who is Obtien? I guess, first of all, actually start with that. Who is Obtien for the new listeners?
Yeah, man. My name is Obtien Arya. I'm an online fitness coach. Been in the fitness space for about a year now. And I'm basically a content creator that also gets people into superhero shape, you know? Yeah.
And we're developing that with Kai. How is that going with Kai right now?
Yeah, it's going great. He's making progress as much as possible now because he's in Vegas and he's making good progress. But I think Kai's one of the really big examples of like having to break through limiting beliefs and having to break through like the I don't have time objections, you know.
Yeah, I guess relating to the Kai, how do you get that through somebody's head? A lot of people make that excuse of I don't have time, which I guarantee you a lot of people can, you know, slide out 30 minutes of the day to get a little bit of, you know, hypertrophy work in.
Yeah, so that's the thing, man. It's you know, regardless of how much I tell a client or whatever, isn't like that's not going to change their mind, you know. But somebody has to come to that realization themselves, and guiding people like that is, you know, like the way I do it is sometimes I'll sit down and I'll break down their entire day with them. And is that a little time consuming for me? Absolutely. But if I can break someone's limiting belief and actually make them work, then why wouldn't I do that?
And it makes your job a lot easier too. I mean, yeah, I think you kind of, you know, put it perfect. You have to make them realize too how important it is, or that the steps are really easier than it, you know, it, people make it out harder than it really is. It can be easier. Like I started my prep, I told you that's kind of on live a little bit the other day, but I mean, I haven't missed a single meal since I started 2.5 weeks ago. And like, yeah, it's only been 2.5 weeks, but like, I don't see myself missing any meal at any point unless I go to like Ireland or something for a football game. Then I might miss a few, but like it really just takes, you know, you see the results, and once you see those results, I feel like that is your motivation to keep going. So I don't know how often you see that with clients or, you know, how often that helps you.
I think, you know, I always say, positive momentum is a thing, but so is negative momentum. You know, like for you, you've been doing it for 2 weeks. Now you've built momentum, you know, you can keep going and going and going. Like for me, you know, I've been on prep for, you know, I've been bodybuilding for a while. Now I'm coming off of prep. But anyways, point is, when you build momentum, it's much harder to fall out of routine. However, when you build negative momentum, it's a lot harder to fall out of that routine as well. So honestly, it just comes down to breaking a limiting belief.
Yeah, I guess I kind of opened up my perspective a little bit. I guess I never think of negative momentum. I only ever think of positive momentum. But that makes sense that, you know, I guess the lazier you get, the more lazy that you do get. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but yeah.
No,
so speaking of prep, just for the people who don't know, what is prep, and I guess, how much determination does it take to get through that, especially in the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, so I think best thing to do is when we're saying prep, we're talking about a bodybuilding preparation. So we're getting in shape for a bodybuilding show. Now, in terms of how long it takes, just depends on how fat you start, you know. So if you start, you know, with carrying a lot of fat on you, then you probably need 16 weeks, 20 weeks. Most people, though, only need really 16 to 12 weeks.
And what do you start doing? Like, how mentally intense does it get once you get down to like 4 weeks? Like, I know that you made a, I mean, just for obviously giggles, but you made a Instagram prep brain, right?
Yeah.
Can you walk us through kind of what happens towards the end of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when your body doesn't get nutrients, obviously it becomes weaker. You kind of become a stupider version of yourself. You know, you forget everything. Forgetfulness is a big one that happens, especially to me. I will, you know, forget like what I'm doing. Like, I'll walk into a room and forget a lot more often than it normally happens. You know, I'll sit down somewhere and I'll forget, or I'm in the middle of a conversation and I'll forget what I'm saying. But you know, it's because your brain is literally trying to conserve as much energy. Your body's trying to conserve as many, you know, calories as it can. So obviously the unnecessary functions will suffer, you know, and speaking is not a necessary function of the human body.
Knowing you, you know, I guess for how long I have, what, 2 months, 3 months, you're a pretty hard worker. I talked to Kai, he's like, yeah, dude, it's hard for me to get a hold of Optin. How do you, you know, still put forth your business, and managing a business, managing doing bodybuilding shows, and, you know, managing all your clients and still growing? What's the mindset behind that, and how do you go about that?
It's very difficult. It's extremely difficult. Obviously, like, you know, I cannot, like, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and be like, my business is thriving when I'm on prep. It isn't, especially when I get to the last week or so. Like, I'm really struggling to take care of everything. But for me, a big issue I had a couple of years back was managing my time properly. And, you know, these past couple of years, I've worked on that skill. And so now everything's very structured, and having something in place, having a calendar in place, having like a schedule in place where you don't have to keep thinking and coming up with stuff on the fly, will obviously help you stay dialed in and be able to multitask and get everything done.
Yeah. So I guess staying on that route a little bit, what's your personal routine right now? What keeps you, I guess, grounded and locked in?
Yeah. I wake up super early. You know, depends on how much work I get done. Sometimes at 4, sometimes at 5, sometimes at 6. Just kind of depends on the day I'm going to be having. I always start my day with fasted cardio. It's just a staple. And it's not because it's better for losing fat or anything like that. It's just because, you know, it wakes me up. You know, it gets blood running through my body. It's great. And then the rest of my day really is me focusing on getting content out, taking care of calls, taking care of the clients, making sure that everybody has what they need. And then usually around 2 to 2:30, I'll be at the gym. And that's the beauty of having your own business. is being able to make up your own schedule. I'll hop over to the gym and, then the rest, then when I get back, it's, calls again and content. So calls and content is what I usually do.
The extra emphasis on fasted cardio does not make you lose more fat. Would you agree with that too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fasted cardio does not make you lose more fat.
I guess we can switch this a little bit too, since we're talking about, I guess, myths. You attack a lot of, most of your content on TikTok, Instagram,
is calling out all this, you know, fake nonsense that everybody posts out, either whether it's fear-mongering or just straight lies, like, you know, the L-carnitine and, you know, how it's going to put you in a fasted state if you just drink it, which is – or ketosis state.
Yeah.
I guess – Why is that important for you to call out? I mean, I know you went through your own journey. I don't know if you got, you know.
Yeah, of course.
On a few of those things as well.
I think at all times, there will be people trying to get into the gym. There will be people trying to take their health more seriously. And if I was a beginner and I scrolled onto someone's page and they told me, drink this supplement and all your fat is just going to magically melt away, you know, I would love to believe that, you know. And then if they flash some, you know, flashy article and a bunch of colors and some people are gullible enough, they'll probably buy it, you know? So those people don't deserve to have a platform, you know? Those people need to have their platform stripped away from them, and they need to be debunked and have any sort of authority that they have stripped away. And the best way I can do that, and that's, I feel like that's where God's, you know, like place me, this is what I'm meant to do, is literally go through and, you know, basically tear these people, you know, out from the ground up, you know, actually debunk everything that they're saying. Like, you know, you have to, you know, just like providing a safe space for, you know, where not everybody's getting scammed every 2 seconds would be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, did you know that Bloom takes away all cholesterol in your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely respect that, because when I first started lifting, I think we started lifting maybe around the same time, but turkesterone, I know it's still big, but that was really starting to pop off. So I would buy these, one thing is called like beast pills or whatever, and I would take those, and I'd pay like $80 for a bottle, and I guarantee you that wasn't doing anything for me.
Yeah.
Other than placebo, which I guess placebo kind of works, but yeah.
And you know what's crazy is a lot of these people are like super like new to the gym, and they'll get like turkesterone and stuff like that, and they'll take it, but it's just their newbie gains, you know? And they're getting bigger and they're getting more muscle, and they're like, oh yeah, it's just turkesterone working. Like, no, bro, you're just lifting, you know? Like, your body's building muscle.
I saw a kid on TikTok the other day, and he was like, oh yeah, like ever since I started taking turkesterone, just I blew up. I'm like, all right, like, and then you're not taking turkesterone, it might be a little bit of test in there as well. So I guess, I don't know, is there like a big scam or like myth that you're seeing pushed right now?
Oh man, starvation mode, I think, is really big right now. starvation mode is really big, and I think it's just a huge cope. You know, it's super easy, bro. Imagine not working, not giving weight loss your all, and not tracking your calories, and not really doing what's necessary, and then having that delusion validated by a content creator that looks really good, and then them trying to sell you on a program. You know, imagine having your delusion validated. You know, well, you're probably gonna buy their program, you know. And that's why these people are so successful, is because they just feed people's delusion.
Yeah, starvation mode definitely doesn't exist. And if you're not losing weight for 4 days, just keep pushing, because guarantee you there's greener grass on the other side of giving up. Optin, thank you for this conversation and, you know, just kind of, you know, BSing around with me. I appreciate coming on. Drop your Insta for the people so they can come find you.
Yeah, of course. You can find me on Instagram. It says 04Optin, and the same handle on TikTok as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. You guys tuned in to Live Better through the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be right back with more after this.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and that's a wrap on today's episode. Nothing too flashy, no dramatic headlines, just a couple of guys sharing what they've been building and what they're learning and what's real for them right now. What stood out in both conversations to me with Nick and Obtien is how much can happen when you just start. Not when everything's perfect, not when you feel completely ready, but when you show up anyways. Nick didn't wait for some huge opportunity to fall in his lap. He started showing up to games, holding the mic, asking questions, and putting his own energy into a space that normally doesn't make room for people like him. And over time, that effort turned into momentum. Momentum into respect. And now he's building something with a vision, with intention, and with personality, all because he took the initiative when nobody was looking. And then there's Obtien. He's not the loudest guy in the room, but he's consistent. Just knowing him personally, he's disciplined, he's clear on what he's about and what he's not. And right now, especially in the fitness and self-development space, we need more of that. More people saying, hey, here's the truth. It's not always pretty, but it works if you work at it. Because a lot of BS is in the space right now, that people are, you know, scamming you for these products. So do your due diligence on there. I can't name everything and, you know, inform you guys on what to buy and what not to buy, but make sure you're being safe out there. And, one thing I like about Obtien, he's not selling some magic pill. He's not pushing shortcuts. He's helping people reconnect with the basics, hard work, honesty, and earning self-respect one decision at a time. And to be real, that's something that most people are struggling with right now. Not because they're weak, but because they've been taught to chase comfort instead of conviction. Obtien's message is a reminder that things that build you aren't always fun, but they are necessary. So here's what I'll leave you with. You don't need to reinvent yourself overnight. You don't need a perfect plan. You don't need to be willing to move forward a little at a time, whether it's building your brand like Nick or building your character like Obtien talks about. The formula is the same. So thank you for listening to Live Better. I appreciate every single one of you who tunes in, whether it's your first time or your 15th. If today's show gave you something to think about, I'm glad. And as always, stay focused, stay grounded, and most importantly, keep showing up. I'll see you next week.